There's no escaping the political nature of government work, but most government workers are not political jobs. They're service jobs, a filing clerk, fix roads, pick up garbage, repair sewer lines, that kind of thing. While Broward County can boast one of the lowest unemployment rates of any Florida county, its public workforce has been hit by the same circumstances as Miami-Dade. Broward County's full-time employment base has dropped by 15% in 5 years. There are 1,700 fewer people on payroll at Broward County today compared to the height of its workforce in 2008. Bertha Henry is the county administrator in Broward County, meaning she's responsible for the day-to-day operations.
There were two main reasons. First, there was Amendment 1, wherein the public made some changes with respect to property taxes and the downturn in the economy.
Which one, in your estimation, was a larger contributor? They're related, but which one really contributed to the pinched revenues to lead to the decisions that led to the lower payroll?
By far the downturn in the economy. Local governments, the only real source of revenue that they have is property taxes. The county can depend on sales taxes, but sales taxes are elastic. So when you have a downturn in the economy, your sales taxes are down as well. So loss of revenue. And the board's desire to make sure that we were very sensitive to that and we didn't try to raise the millage rate to compensate for that. So we made the cuts.
As a county administrator, you have to put into place the policy that the board approves. How did you go about reducing workforce?
So our first strategy was to institute a hiring freeze. And we work with labor so that they understood that with that hiring freeze, we would do everything that we could possibly do to make sure that we didn't contribute to the unemployed in the community. So we would make sure that if there were, as the vacancies occur, and we were having to make layoffs or at least eliminate positions, that we would do it in a responsible way and try to make sure employees were placed where we could reasonably place them in jobs that came open.
Is the worst of it over?
I believe so. I'm an optimist, and I see very positive signs. I hope that I'm right. As you have indicated, you're finally seeing some in municipalities beginning to slowly bring back some of the positions that were lost. We looked at our property taxes. We had about a 4% growth this year. So some positive signs.
Is the help wanted sign out with a 4% bump up in property tax valuations countywide?
Not yet. No. What we're doing right now is we're prioritizing frontline. So as we are able to come out of the downturn, we're looking to put more services back on the street for the community. So in doing that, we're very careful in identifying what the highest priority services are.
Yeah. Talk to us about that process, about identifying the priorities of where Broward County and you as the county administrator would like to add jobs first when you're able to add to the payroll and increase employment in the public sector here.
So let me start with, from the county administrator's perspective, we're always looking to make sure that the economics of our community are first taken into consideration. So when people have jobs, people can spend in the community. So we want to see that happen. So this year we were able to institute several improvements to bus routes. So we want to make sure that people can get to jobs that are available. So that was our first priority.
That mean bus drivers?
Bus drivers, yes. In addition to that, the community made itself known. There were lots of animal-related issues this year. So we try to be responsive to the community as well. If we looked at what we proposed in our budget, we looked at public safety. Hence, we are now providing dispatch services to consolidate what was a very disparate system in our county. So we prioritized that. Animals, again, lots of concerns about that. So we initiated some improvements in that area. And again, from my perspective, we want people to get to work and improve the economics. So transportation also rose to the top.
As you look at the years ahead for Broward County and the finances, are you able to project and forecast hiring trends locally for the county?
We want, as best we can, to help our community advance beyond many others in the state and certainly in the region. We have a really wonderful story to tell here. From a state perspective, we're very low taxed. From a community specific, Fort Lauderdale, Greater Fort Lauderdale, and all of our municipalities, we have what I consider now reasonably affordable housing. So if we can get more of the jobs to our community and continue to incentivize them to come, it's going to be a big help in getting us back to a point where we can start lowering the millage rate again. You know, we did that for many, many years. We want to get back there again.
Speaking with Mayor Jimenez in Miami-Dade, he's gearing up for a new round of negotiations with his labor unions and has told us here on the radio station that the labor unions should not expect to get everything back that they wound up having to give back during the height of the recession. Do you have a similar message as you look forward over the next several years and labor will come back to the negotiating table as time is right and look to replace maybe some of what was taken away?
I don't believe that we're facing that same issue here. Our board was very, throughout the years, their practices were very consistent. What they were able to do for one union, we did for all. So we treated all of our unions the same. So management, union, everybody was treated the same. And so we took the good with the bad. And so there's no expectation that when things are better, we're just going to open up the floodgates again. No, not here in Broward. That's not been our experience.
Bertha, I'm curious, from the county administrator's point of view, you're able to strip away the politics every day and deal with the operations of the county and treating this as if it were a business. You are the chief executive officer, essentially, of the county administration in Broward County. How did this weigh on you? How did you approach this as a chief administrator?
Well, it weighed heavy on me because unlike many recessions, I've been in this business many, many years, and you see it ebbs and it flows. What was different about this one was it was so dramatic, and you just really didn't see for several years. You didn't see how you would come out of it, and things were pretty scary. And your employees my employees would come to us and really talk about what was going on with their families. So for me, it was important that Broward County didn't add to the ranks of the unemployed.
With 1,700 fewer employees for Broward County today compared to 5 years ago, how has that impacted the level of service of county services?
I think the area that I'm most concerned about, and nature has been kind to us, when a hurricane comes, you really need a lot of people in your local government to help you get through something traumatic or dramatic as a hurricane. And with 1,700 fewer employees, that scares me. I lose sleep about that at times.
Bertha Henry, County Administrator of Broward County, speaking to the Sunshine Economy here on WLRN.